Next agenda item is item number two, discussion and possible action on authorization of water contract assignments presented by Brad Brunette, Water Service Manager.
Okay, let's go ahead and go to the next slide, please. These third-party assignments, our long-term agreements give Mr. Ford the authority to approve assignments of contracts either on a permanent basis or also on a temporary basis. And until the drought last year, we had not seen our customers' desire, and frankly, we hadn't seen the need for the demand for water that necessitated consideration of these assignments. But what happened last year, when we got into the midst of the drought and we had sold all of our interruptible water and things were getting worse by the day, there were still customers that needed additional water. And so the question arose, well, you know, are there other customers in your basin that may have more water than they need? And would they be interested in temporarily assigning part of their contract to us to get through the drought? And with regard to most of our long-term customers, especially the municipalities, they'll typically contract for not just what they need today, but for their water needs far into the future. And so many of them have a significant cushion in their contracts for water that they're actually using versus what they project to use. And so that issue came up last year, and we ended up authorizing the sale, I believe, of close to 37,000 acre-feet of those assignments. It really provides a good benefit for the customer that needs the water, obviously, because they wouldn't, you know, be looking at spending the money unless they really needed the water. And it also helps some of our other customers out with regard to the what they're paying for the water. In other words, they get a little bit of a help in making their payments to the BRA, so to speak. These contract assignments that we authorize are typically done on just an annual basis. Last year, we were just authorizing them for the rest of the year. When we got to the end of the year and we came to you in October not authorizing additional or recommending that we not sell additional interruptible water, we stopped authorizations at that time. But once again, we're back into a situation where we think we're safe to issue or to authorize these assignments going forward for this year. Again, I think these are like the interruptible water in that it's insurance. I think that it's unlikely that whatever we do authorize in assignments is going to get used. But nonetheless, these are the assignments that we had last year, and most of the customers that have expressed interest again are these same customers. Some of them are listed twice multiple times because the contracts that they're assigning under, we may have customers that have four or five different contracts, and so to do an assignment, we have to amend each one of those contracts. And the assignment basically has to follow the underlying provisions of that long-term contract. Whoever the original contract holder is can assign use of that water to someone else, but that underlying contract holder is still responsible for full payment of the contract to the BRA and for making sure that the water is used under the terms of the contract. The buyer and the seller would negotiate the terms as far as the price that's going to be paid amongst themselves. And then once they negotiate that, they submit it to BRA for approval and authorization, and we'll actually go and do a contract amendment basically outlining the nature of the temporary assignment. Again, most of it last year was Dow and Gulf Coast Water Authority. If you add up the totals, most of the assignment water went to those two entities. There were a few others toward the bottom of the list there that weren't those entities, but again, most of it was Dow and Gulf Coast Water Authority, and I suspect that would be the case this year as well. Let's go ahead and go to the next slide. This just looks at how much water was actually used when we did the assignments last year. Like our interruptible water, most of the water that got assigned last year was actually put to use. You can see the total there in the light blue column there toward the first part of the table, totaled right under 35,000 acre feet, and the total amount that we had approved was 37,000 acre feet. So we really, until last year, hadn't faced this issue of these temporary assignments, and so we really hadn't really had an approved board position or board policy on that, and so that's why we're here today, is to get offer or to ask for your approval that Phil be authorized to look at these on a year-to-year basis. We wouldn't consider doing this on a multi-year basis, but they would be looked at on a year-to-year basis going forward. And so that's our recommendation to you, and we have a resolution on this one as well for you to consider.
Please read the resolution.
Be it resolved that the Board of Directors of the Brazos River Authority hereby authorizes the General Manager / CEO to approve the temporary assignment of water under existing long-term contracts for use by third parties on an annual basis, subject to the terms and conditions contained in the existing contracts and what is determined to be in the best interest of the Brazos River Authority water supply system.
You heard a reading of the resolution. Is there a motion to adopt? Leroy?
Bell.
Second.
Second.
Henry. Okay. Next agenda item, number three. Excuse me. Got ahead of myself there. Please poll the board.
Presiding Officer Scott.
Yes.
Director Adams.
Yes.
Director Bell.
Yes.
Director Belt.
Yes.
Director Bennis.
Yes.
Director Borland.
Yes.
Director Christensen.
Yes.
Director Christian.
Yes.
Director Creel.
Yes.
Director Johnson.
Yes.
Director Mackey.
Yes.
Director Munson.
Yes.
Director Rankin.
Yes.
Director Tallis.
Yes.
Director Tesh.
Yes.
Director Zaccanino.
Yes.
Okay, now we're ready.
I have a question.
Item number three, discussion and possible action on.
Mr. Chairman.
Pardon.
I have a question. Backtracking a little bit, the additional sale of water, how is that addressed in the budget? Is that budgeted, or is this going to be this will be additional revenues?
Yes, sir.
It was not budgeted or anticipated. It was to be additional revenue.
And how much
is it? It'll get taken into account in the next budget presentation. We'll talk a little bit about it in April, I suspect.
Johnny, I'll talk about it when we do the critical assumptions for the budget cycle, the session that you'll do in April.